You're listening to the audio production of Ace Marvel Spy, a novel of Alice Marvel by Jenny L. Walsh, published by Harper Muse and performed by Gail Shallon. Chapter 1. San Francisco Gazette, Monday, September 16th, 1940. Has tennis's best in the world gone as far as the world will let her? San Francisco, California. It's been quite the impressive few years for our hometown girl, Miss Alice Marble. Only days shy of 27 years old, she has racked up an impressive list of accolades, winning 18 Grand Slam championships, holding a place in the world top 10, becoming the top-ranked U.S. women's player, earning the title of the Associated Press Athlete of the Year, being named the best-dressed woman in athletics, gracing the cover of Life magazine, donning the tennis shorts she designed to boot. Marble is at the peak of her game, on and off the court, stretching her vocal cords as a nightclub singer while maintaining an unbroken string of 28 tournament victories, which most recently included making quick work of Miss Helen Jacobs in two sets, 6-2, 6-3, in the national championships in Forest Hills, New York. But what comes next for San Francisco's own? With the war knocking at our door and competitive tennis on hiatus until further notice, Marble may be all dressed up in one of her designs, with nowhere to go. Alice licks her finger and forcefully turns the page. A shifting America. San Francisco, California. With the war ongoing overseas for over a year, America is shifting. President Roosevelt has declared a state of national emergency. Embargoes are in place for scrap iron and steel exports for all destinations other than Great Britain and Western nations. Plants across the country are changing their assembly lines from trousers, cars, and toys to uniforms, planes, and ammunition. Churchill's impassioned blood, toil, tears, and sweat speech may not have been directed at us Americans, but we've unofficially answered the call, which as of today includes the passing of the Selective Training and Service Act. All men between the ages of 21 and 45 are now under conscription. This marks the first peacetime draft in our great country's history. Will our fathers, sons, and uncles cross the pond to officially aid our allies in the war? We pray the answer is no, and Hitler's troops will meet their end soon. But for now, our men are required by law to prepare.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?